I want to talk about failure.
I am a big believer in failure. I think that you should allow yourself to fail magnificently. And I have done that many, many times. And sometimes the failures are really exhilarating, and sometimes they're mortifying and life-alteringly bad. But either way, I've never really regretted it, because failing means that you are trying. So some of you may have seen already, if you follow the Let Me Google That Instagram and Twitter, that I did post a little note about sort of the future of this podcast. And I wanted to let you know first and foremost that the reason that Let Me Google That is going to the big old podcast graveyard in the sky has nothing to do with your support, has nothing to do with Anchor. Because really, you all have been there from the beginning. Some of you have been there from the very, very beginning, back when this was just some weird thing I was doing. I mean, it's always been some weird thing I was doing, but now it's like a more of a weird thing. The thing is that I started to feel like the thing that unnerved me and got me to this point was that I realized that people were still continuing to support the podcast, both monetarily and just in terms of like being a listener. And yet I've not really delivered on my promises of trying to make it something worthy of your support. And when I first started this podcast, I had a lot of really good ideas, but the truth was is that I started it knowing nothing about podcasting, and I learned a lot. And the reason really is that Anchor made it possible for me to learn a lot. But in the last 2 years, my life has changed and my priorities have had to change. And, you know, I mean, there's this whole thing right now. Everybody's like, oh, does it bring you joy? Like, you know, don't do something if it doesn't bring you joy, or don't keep something if it doesn't bring you joy. And I think the big thing is that it's never been that this podcast didn't bring me joy. It's just that you can't determine what you do and do not keep in your life solely based on that, because there are a lot of things in my life that bring me joy, but they're not practical. And the way that things are for me right now and the changes that I need to make in my life to be able to move forward mean that I just have to focus on, well, basically grown-up stuff, stuff that's not fun, stuff that's not as exciting, stuff that's, I don't know, sometimes feels just more like grunt work, like working just so that you can get up and work more. But that's what my life needs. That's what I need right now to survive. And as much as I would love to continue to, you know, do this as a hobby, the truth is that it's a lot of work, and it's work that I just don't have the time or the energy to put into in a way that would make it into something quality, like I promised I would, and I haven't done that. In a way, I feel like I've failed something that I really had high hopes for. But the thing is that I'm not regretting that I did it, and I'm not going to just totally drop off the face of the earth, and I'm going to leave the door open for possibilities if my life changes again, because it will. But I just can't stand to continue to put out something and then have people support it that I don't feel like is deserving of it, when I know that there are so many other podcasts, especially through Anchor, that not just deserve your support, but need it. And I want you to go there. I want, in the memory of Let Me Google That, I want you to, like, in lieu of flowers, I want you to go support another one of the wonderful podcasts here on Anchor that actually deserve it, and that are growing, and that are going to continue to grow, and that aren't going to kind of just, I don't know, maybe be better as a ghost, you know? That being said, I am in the process still trying, and as I know I've been saying this for like 6 months, but trying to get the backlog of episodes cataloged into a giant archive, which I'll never take down. I'll leave that up forever. All told, there's going to be a couple hundred episodes that you can listen to again and again and again. The thing is that it's just really time consuming, because there's not a way to like bulk upload a lot of episodes, which would be great, because I've like written out, you know, like all of the descriptions and things, and I'll probably still kind of keep the social media active a little bit, at least while I'm building up the archive. But there won't be new things. Just the backlog of stuff, which is going to feel like new stuff to those of you who only started listening recently, or who don't remember things that I originally posted like 2 years ago. So I guess in some ways it's probably not going to change anything for a lot of you, but those of you who have been with me and like supporting since the beginning, you know, it might feel a little different. It's also going to mean that going forward, like, episodes are going to be kind of all over the place, because as, you know, I went through the 2 years of trying to learn new things and trying to, like, take the podcast to the next level, like, I tried a lot of different things. So the consistency of them is going to be very different in terms of what it sounds like, or what the background music sounds like, or what the mixing sounds like. It's just going to be all over the place. And honestly, if it came down to, like, me, like, not uploading all of those things that were a work in progress or that had like some unpolished points, like, I'd rather upload all of it in all of its glory and misery and like trying really hard than like not upload it. So, I mean, I hope people aren't like deeply bothered by that, but I just feel like it would be more authentic to just let you have all of it, you know, all of this stuff. Because when I first started this, I mean, I've never been, and nor will I ever be, a professional like podcast person. I'm just a normal person with a lot of weird shit going on in my life, and then also liking to talk about weird shit with all you people, and that's what I've been doing. But the truth is that I think the expectation obviously should be that I should be able to do better, that I should be able to always be striving to make something that is deserving of taking up part of your day and taking up airspace and taking up resources and, you know, creative energies. And I just don't feel like I'm doing that. And I don't see that I'm going to be able to do it, at least for the next year for sure, based on just what's going on in my life and where my priorities are right now. And I feel bad about that. But at the same time, I am not comfortable taking your money. I am not comfortable having you support something that it keeps me up at night because I feel like I've, you know, consistently put something out that is not meeting my expectations in any way, shape, or form, and that I know I can't do, that I know I can't get where I want it to be. But like I said in the beginning, I don't think a failure is like a failure. You know, failure is what it is. Failure is a sign that you tried something. And I am really glad I got to do this. And I hope that at some point in my life, it comes back and I can, you know, get into it in a different way, or that, you know, somebody will be inspired and run with it and do more than I ever could. And I'm starting to accept that there are a lot of things that I could feel this way about in my life. There are a lot of, you know, dreams deferred, as they say. And I'm trying to look at everything, this and all the other things in my life that I missed out on, and all the things that I'm going to miss out on that I don't even know I would have wanted to do. I'm just trying to change my perspective. And I think a big part of doing that is taking the expectation off of me, and, you know, off of myself, to try to do something that I know deep down I just don't have it in me to do. And I think the other thing is that, to be totally honest with you, this is not something I'm talented at. It's not something that I'm naturally good at, and it's not something that I have the bandwidth to get really good at. It's not something I have the ability to study and perfect and become a real, like, you know, top player in. It's not. It's just not something I have, and that's okay. I mean, it's so good to try things and to have hobbies and to try to boost your skills, and I have learned so many things from doing this. I have improved skills and acquired skills and, you know, discovered things about myself, and I don't regret that at all. And I think that everybody should do that. But I also think that it's okay to recognize when you're just not good at something, you know? But I don't want to like burden other people with that. And that's kind of where I'm at with this. So that being said, I think I'm saying all this now to like prepare you, but the truth is that it's probably going to be a long time before anything actually changes. Because I have I probably have things scheduled out at least like, it's probably going to take us at least into the spring. So nothing's going to immediately change overnight. But I wanted to let you know early because I want you to, I'm no longer going to be setting up the podcast to have subscriber, like listener support. Like if you want to, like obviously if you want to still follow, like, you know, as things get updated, that's fine. But I don't want people to give money. Do not give me your money. Do not give me all your money. Take your money and give it to a podcast on Anchor that really, really, really deserves it. One of these up and coming podcasts, or one of these podcasts that is actually going places and doing things. Because let me tell you, there's no shortage, and there is not going to be a shortage. There's even going to be more. There is so much more to come. And knowing that I've made this decision, I just wanted to let you know early, because I don't want to feel like, or have you feel like your, you know, your money's being wasted or taken advantage of in any way. Moving forward. So I just wanted to stop by and actually talk to you about it, because I know that some people had seen the post, and I posted first mostly because it was like harder for me to try to figure out how I was going to talk about it. But anyway, that being said, I have so enjoyed being here with you. I continue to enjoy it, but I think that deep down, it is not enough for me, like, to just enjoy something. I have to feel like it matters and it makes a difference. That's what I really get motivated by and for. And right now it feels like this podcast is taking advantage of you and burdening you. And I think that burdens me to think that. So that's kind of another piece of where this is coming from. But that being said, like I said, no regrets at all. None. And this has, again, nothing to do with the lack of support from you, which you've all been incredible, and nothing to do with the lack of support from Anchor, because they have totally been more than incredible forever since day one, and they always will be. And my only hope is that, you know, maybe in my small way, you know, I kind of, you know, kept people excited about certain things in the beginning, and maybe I helped, you know, but they're going to keep going and go on and on, and so many opportunities by others, by new people, can come in and you know, be really, can take advantage of this platform and use this platform to launch what they want to talk about and do more important things than what I'm doing. Because the truth is that in this day and age, I think we all kind of want to feel like we're helping and not just adding to the cacophony of nonsense. And I don't know. I mean, sometimes I feel like it's not enough. And that really nothing I'm doing in my life right now is enough to address any of these problems. But I know that I can, you know, sort of go and try to focus on those things and deal with my own shit, which has, you know, totally just to do with me and not to do with, like I said, you or Anchor or anything else. But, you know, I think that's just where I'm at. And I'm sorry that I'm like prattling on about this. It's something that I didn't want to script out, and I just wanted to like talk to you about it. But now I'm getting kind of emotional, so I'm going to stop. But anyway, as always, thanks for being here. Thanks for listening all this time. And I hope that you'll be able to enjoy what's left of celebrating the life that Let Me Google That had, and that it will, always exist in perpetuity on the internet and hopefully in your memory, because I know it will always have a very special place in mine. Let me Google That.